Hi guys, the date is Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. And this is poem number 68. And this poem is called Do Something Worthwhile. So let's talk about it. When people go to work, I think there are two forms of work. There is physical work and mental work. Now, when my parents started going to work, the only work that was available was physical hard work. That was work where you had to go and get your clothes dirty, or you had to use your physical limbs to do the job. So it would be working in a factory, in a garden, or being a carpenter or a butcher, things like that. But as time went on, jobs and careers changed. More people began to work in offices, and less people began to work in the fields, in factories, and doing physical work. Okay, there's always going to be physical work, but when my parents were growing up, there were no computers, so there were no computer jobs. And my dad, he used to work hard. He used to work in a factory making, say, car starters for trucks and lorries, and it was very physical work. And me and my sister and my brother, we all do office work. And when we come home and we say we've had a hard day, I don't think he appreciates that we're still working. Even though we're not working our physical bodies, as in lifting something or working in a field or factory or getting our clothes dirty, we are working our brains. And in life in general, when people go and work in an office and come back, most time it's using your brain. You have to work out things on a computer. You're doing two and three jobs at times, and sometimes you're doing four or five jobs all at the same time. And working at a computer all day is very stressful and tiring. It may not be tiring as in the physical sense, but mentally it's very tiring. And sometimes if you don't take breaks away from your computer, it is brain draining. So when you think about things, you can be working your brain very, very hard. There are lots of inventions that have been thought about in the head. Because if you think about it, before something can be produced physically, it's got to be thought about mentally. And sometimes when you see somebody who's doing nothing but daydreaming, they could be thinking up some amazing, great ideas that can benefit the whole of the mankind or workforce. So just because somebody is not getting their clothes dirty or coming back from work after a day's work with their muscles hurting, it doesn't mean that they are not working. It just means that they are working using a different part of their bodies to make a living. So this poem is called Do Something Worthwhile. And it goes something like this. Daydreaming can be anything you want it to be. Rather than imagine, people will judge what they cannot see. It's a private world of your very own. Sometimes you wish they'd leave you alone. So some people think that thinking is daydreaming and wasting your time. But I disagree. There are lots of people who daydream. Like philosophers who think about life now, life in the past and life in the future. And they think about things that affect us personally. They think about things that affect society. And even though those kind of people or people who use their brains don't come back tired physically, they can be drained and mentally stressed and depressed mentally, because the brain is a muscle. And sometimes the brain doesn't get the recognition like the body does, as in the arms, the muscles, where if you pull a muscle, some people can say, oh, ain't it a shame because so-and-so has pulled a muscle, or pulled a muscle in their arm, their legs, their bodies. But some people don't recognize a mental stress because they can't see it. The brain is a muscle, and I think it doesn't get recognized because we can't see that muscle. That muscle is hidden in our skulls, whereas our arms and our legs are open for people to see and examine, but you can't physically examine the brain because it's inside the head. So just because you see somebody staring into space or looking or thinking or pondering, that person could be having an amazing idea or invention. So just because you can't see something, it doesn't mean that it's not there. That's what I say anyway. So guys, if daydreaming makes you happy, if daydreaming, makes you feel good, forget what other people are thinking about you. As long as you are doing something worthwhile in your head, then at some point, those thoughts are going to come out and those thoughts are going to benefit other people, So guys, keep thinking, keep daydreaming, keep wondering about life in general. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.